Hello, welcome to How Do You Feel, the show that is dedicated to your health and wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I'm your host, Lorraine King, and today I am visiting with Dr. Chris Johnson, who is a physician of family medicine and sports medicine. Welcome, Dr. Johnson.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In addition to Dr. Johnson, I'm also going to be speaking with Nicole Stevens, who is a community health worker. And she acts like that's not important, but that is very important because I used to be a community health worker. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
Now, actually, Dr. Johnson and Nicole are here to talk about pulmonary testing. But before we get into that, they're going to give you some background on how we even reached this point. And the conversation has to do with the Edwards Power Plant and a grant. So who wants to tell us about that?
Yeah, so I think I can start. So this really started back in 2013 when the Sierra Club brought a Clean Air Suit Act against the Edwards coal power plant that was just outside of Peoria. And they were alleging that they weren't following the rules and were contributing to air pollution. So in 2016, the courts ended up ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. And a couple things happened after that. One, they had to reduce their emissions to be in compliance with the EPA regulations. So they had to decrease their air pollution. Ultimately, they had to close the coal power plant. And then they had to contribute funding to the Peoria area for the benefit of its people. And so that's how we got involved in our specific roles to provide pulmonary function testing as screening to the people of Peoria and the surrounding areas.
Now, Dr. Johnson, what caused them to initiate the suit? Is this something that the EPA had discovered in their evaluations, or was it just something that somebody in the community observed?
I think what happened is there was multiple episodes where there were emissions were above the limit that they had to be. So it sounds like it wasn't a one-time incident, but multiple repeated incidents.
So they were a repeat offender.
Yeah, I believe that's accurate.
Okay. And you said then after they settled, and it took several years.
Correct.
Then there's a grant that evolved. And so who's going to tell us about the grant?
Yeah, so the grant covers a number of things. I can talk specifically about our enrollment here at Heartland Health Services. So we provide pulmonary function screening. So screening means you don't have to have symptoms. Certainly if you have cough, shortness of breath, get tired too easily, that makes a lot of sense. But even if you are in this area and you've potentially been exposed, you're able to get these pulmonary function testing free of charge. So that goes to anyone that's 12 years of age or older. And so we have two sites currently that perform pulmonary function testing, and that's at our Garden location and at our Tazewood location. But this summer we're expanding to Knoxville and the East Bluff as well.
Okay. Now, Nicole, as a community health worker, what is your role?
Yeah. So the community health workers and I work to get the word out, much like we're doing right now, about why this is important and be able to make sure that everybody in the Peoria and Pekin areas have access to this. So whether it's transportation, needing to get over to the clinics to be able to have these function tests done, or if they have questions about it, we're able to kind of navigate that for the community and make sure that everybody has access to get these tests done.
Now, how long is the grant good for?
It is good. We're going to be continuing this work until July of 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, so a short time left, but a lot of work to be done.
And do you know approximately how many people you've tested so far?
Yeah, so far we're just under 300. And that number is important because we set a goal of screening 800. And so we're a little bit behind schedule, and that's why we're here trying to get the word out, because once again, this is a free service that's not going to be around forever. So our goal in the next 12 months is to really expand that, and we've done that by once again purchasing new pulmonary function testing equipment and expanding to two more locations.
Okay. Now, so you're trying to get the word out, And so what methods have you been using, Nicole, to get the word out to the community?
Yeah, so we've done things like this where we have been able to be on different radio shows. Okay. There was some YouTube that had been done back in the day when we first started. And then we're also out at different events throughout the community, you know, giving out information. We have some new lung squeezies. So if you see little stress balls about your lungs out and about, that is for the Edwards Grant. We have done bus wraps. We, you know, communicate just across the board. And then we want to talk about it with every single person one-on-one as well. So just lots of different things that we've been doing.
Okay. Now you say you've been out and about in the community. So you know I have to ask, are you going to be out and about at the June 10th celebration?
We absolutely will be. Our community engagement team will be at the Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, June 17th over at the Carver Center. And we will be participating closely to the health and wellness portion of that. So please come out and see us. We'd love to talk to you more about the Edwards Grant.
Now, Nicole, when you are at the Juneteenth event Saturday, are you going to be able to do any testing on site?
We will not be doing testing on site, but what we can do is we can direct patients' information over to our scheduling department. They will contact you and be able to schedule you for time to get your pulmonary function testing as soon as possible.
Okay. And once you complete testing, you know, if you get your 800 numbers, then what happens, Dr. Johnson?
Yeah, so after we do that screening, if you want this service, we would have to bill through normal insurance going forward. So PFTs are available in the community. They've been available in the community, but sometimes getting access, scheduling, costs can be prohibitive to people.
Now you just used an acronym, PFT. Could you explain to the listeners what that is?
Yeah, PFT stands for pulmonary function testing. And what that is a series of tests that evaluate how well your lungs work. So we look at how much air you can take in, how much air you can push out, how quickly can you push it out, how well can you take oxygen from the air and move it to the bloodstream so it can actually do work.
Okay. So there's some standards that are already set.
Absolutely.
And so if someone doesn't meet that standard in the testing, then what's your next step?
Yeah, so if you are a patient that's already established with Heartland, we communicate those results back to your doctor, who gets to make the decision on what treatment is appropriate or if additional testing is warranted at that point. If you're not a patient at Heartland, why not? Like, why aren't you a patient at Heartland? It's very important to get in. And so joking a little bit there. But if not, if you have a PCP that's outside or a primary care provider outside of Heartland, then we will forward those results over to them as well.
And what happens if the person doesn't have a primary care provider, then are you going to connect them with someone at Heartland or someplace else?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are taking patients. You know, our goal is to provide high quality health care, regardless of your ability to pay. And so actively taking patients at multiple locations, and we would love to provide that service for you.
Now, Nicole earlier mentioned that the locations where you could get tested would be at the Garden Street Center. And then you said also in Tazewell County, right, at the health department
yeah,
there?
Yeah, Tazewood.
Okay.
And then we're expanding to our Knoxville location as well as our East Bluff location.
Oh, so you said you're expanding to the Knoxville location? Now, where's the Knoxville location? I'm not familiar with that.
So the Knoxville location is just north of the hospital complexes, OSF and Carl. It's across the street from the Starbucks. So,
is that a new location or has it been there for
a
while?
No, we've been there for multiple years at this point.
Okay. Yeah. So you've just enlightened me.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. Nicole, perhaps you can answer this. So anyone is eligible. You don't have to have any symptoms or anything.
Correct.
Like anybody can come and get tested, whether you have symptoms or not.
Absolutely. Anybody can come and get tested. It is completely free to be tested. And we would love to get you in, like I said earlier, as soon as possible. I mean, we know that sometimes those symptoms come and go. And just because you might not be experiencing symptoms that day doesn't mean that you don't need to come in. So we'd love to be able to provide that service.
So although we want lots of people to come in, they just can't walk in, right? We need them to make an appointment.
Correct. So they can make an appointment by calling 309-680-7600. and the scheduling department will make an appointment for them.
Okay. So if you don't have your pens and pencils ready, we will give you that number again, but 309-680-7600. Okay. Thank you so much. So now let's talk about Dr. Johnson. Like, when they take the test, exactly what is it that they do?
Yeah, so what you do is you'll sit down and you'll breathe into a mouthpiece. That's when they'll measure how much you can breathe in, breathe out, how quickly you can do it, and how well you can transfer oxygen into your lungs. There's no needles or shots or injections with this, but you might do an inhaled medication. And basically that's a medication to see if your lungs have any reactivity where it's already constricted. We give you a medicine to see if it opens up. And if it does open up, that can tell us that you might have something like asthma.
You said if it does open up,
mm-hmm.
then you can tell.
So let's just say you take the test mm-hmm. and your scores are a little bit low. And we give you this medication to open up your lung pipes to see if it's even responsive to that. And your testing is much better. Well, then that's a positive test that might be indicative of asthma.
Oh, and so that might be an indicator that you need to be on medication?
Maybe medication, or maybe limit exposures, or maybe change nutrition. But yeah, we need to act and do something.
And what advice in general do you have for people who might, you know, have some of those symptoms or might have asthma?
Yeah, so if there's some known triggers, for example, cigarette smoke or pollen, allergens, then we want you to limit that exposure, number one. Number two, we want to make sure that you're hitting the exercise guidelines, getting about 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise every week. If those types of measures aren't helping and you're still having persistent symptoms, then meeting with your physician and considering the medications that are available would be appropriate.
Okay. And Nicole, you mentioned Tazwood, and I recall in previous interviews that I've done, it appears that the Peoria City County Health Department works quite closely with the Tazwood Health Department.
Correct.
And so how do you all coordinate that?
Yeah, so the Peoria City County Health Department is the entity that is administering this grant. And so there are a lot of different community-based organizations throughout the area that are actually participating, Heartland being one. So, of course, Peoria Schools 150, they are participating. The Holt Center for Healthy Living is participating. And also Tazewell County Health Department is participating as well. And I believe that their focus is on COPD or maybe asthma. It's one of those two, but they will be working closely with us to help out with anybody who does have known symptoms of asthma or COPD. I'm not sure exactly what they do in that facet, but we do partner a lot with Tazewell County Health Department. And so our Tazewell location is a little bit smaller, but it is up there just right off of Vandeveer Avenue, across from the Avanti's Dome. And so they are able to do that up there.
I just want to pause for a moment in case there are listeners who may have just joined us to let you know you're listening to 106.3 on your FM dial, WPNV, Peoria's Neighborhood Voice. And the show you're listening to is How Do You Feel? And it is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. And today I'm speaking with Dr. Chris Johnson, who's a family medicine and sports physician, and also Nicole Stevens, who is an essential community health worker working in the community to provide you with information and direct you to resources that are available to you. And not just resources, free resources.
Correct.
Okay, now, earlier you mentioned going into the schools. So if you're going into the schools, can you try to target, say, all athletes who work in a school for this test? Wouldn't that be something important for athletes to know whether their lungs are functioning at capacity?
Yeah, well, I would say, one, you know, the spirit of this grant is if you've lived in this area, whether you're an athlete or not, or if you've worked in this area, whether you're an athlete or not, and you're 12 and older, then this, once again, is a free opportunity to get tested. For athletes, you know, that does make sense as well. We're not just taking all athletes or targeting just mm-hmm. all athletes. But yeah, if you live in this area, you're 12 and older, this is an opportunity to get this testing for free. And it's not going to, this opportunity is not going to be here forever.
Well, I was thinking this is an opportunity to boost your numbers from 300 to closer to that 800 that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And so if there are parents listening, perhaps you can encourage your students
to
inquire about this test in your school.
I love how you think. I think we're adding you to the committee. So we meet monthly. It's not a big commitment from you, but you keep those ideas coming.
Okay. So what are some other ways that we could help you, Nicole, get the word out? I mean, can service groups call you and you make a presentation, or how can we help?
Absolutely. If you'd like to have us come and discuss the information that we've presented today, or maybe just in some new way of communication, if you want us to come and speak to anybody, a group or a church or a community-based organization, anything like that, you can definitely call me, Nicole Stevens, at 309-680-7632.
Wait a minute, Nicole. Let me get that number again.
I know. It's 309-680-7632. And that will connect you with a community health worker. And we will be able to set up a time to come and discuss with your organization how pulmonary function testing is important and how you can get connected to Heartland Health Services Edwards Grant.
Okay, and when you say your last name, I said, I think I forgot to use her last name when I was introducing her.
No, I don't think you did.
Okay.
I think you got it, because I always question if somebody's going to say Stephens or not. It is Nicole Stevens. You got it.
Okay, now, Dr. Johnson and Nicole, are like when this grant ends in July 2024, will there be opportunities to get an extended grant to do more testing or some other kind of testing as far as pulmonary function?
That one we don't know if they're going to extend the grant, if they're going to renew the grant. Sometimes grants are just for the grant period that they're set at.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them extend depending on, you know, grant requirements. Yeah. And so I think that's still up in the air, and I would love to know, because that would be great if we could continue the work.
So is the money coming from the state or from the federal government? For the grant.
That one I'm not 100% sure.
As long as the money comes.
As long as the money is there, we will use it for the betterment of the community. So.
But when you finish with the grant, then do you have to do a report to some governmental body, you know, how many you tested, what the results were, what you found, and what the referral was, and that kind of thing?
So we report back to the Peoria City County Health Department every month. Our financial department sends back our finances to them. And then every quarter we report back on our community outreach, our marketing efforts, how many people we've seen. And then I'm sure that the other organizations are doing the same as well. So what the Peoria City County Health Department will be doing is reporting back to their entity and to the grantor as far as their findings.
So they're probably going to report to the federal government, because I know they report to CDC. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah, I know that they report to the CDC on some level, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly where this grant is
funded
through.
Now, another thought that I had, because earlier this morning, before I arrived at the studio, I was reading something that said individuals need to become aware that there's a new variant of the COVID-19 coronavirus, and that people need to start getting that. So is this particularly essential information for people who may have asthma disease or have a low pulmonary function result?
Yeah, if you have underlying lung disease, we feel that you're at greater risk. And so if we can identify that you have underlying lung disease, that gives you more information as far as how to protect yourself going forward.
Okay. And before you got involved in this particular project, Dr. Johnson, so what were you working on before then?
Well, my background is in family medicine. And so our roles are very broad. You know, we're your access point into the healthcare system, and really no matter what the issue is. I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, but like my personal focus.
Well, you said that you are also a sports medicine doctor, so
yeah.
I was thinking maybe you've done some things there.
Yeah, so, and then once again, is this like for Heartland, or is this just, are you asking me my experience?
well, yes, anything that would be information that the community would be interested in or might be helpful for
them. Yeah, so so my background's in family and sports medicine, which means I completed a family medicine residency and then did what's called a fellowship in sports medicine. And I was lucky enough to do that at the University of Notre Dame. And so we deal with musculoskeletal complaints or bone pain, joint pain, muscle pain. And we also get trained on how different medical conditions can affect the athlete. A big part of it is providing sports coverage. So I've been lucky to cover Notre Dame Fighting Irish football on the sidelines and the practices, running out the tunnel, slapping the play like a champion sign. I've covered USA weightlifting events, covered high school events. But really why I did sports medicine is because musculoskeletal medicine in general is not really emphasized in your medical training, even though it ends up being about 25 to 30% of what you're going to see when you actually get out and practice. So I really did it to augment being a family doctor. Okay. And so now when it comes to treating non-operative fractures or doing joint injections or treating concussions, I have probably a higher level of comfort than most family docs.
So would perhaps you be one of the physicians someone might get referred to if they do the PFT?
Right. So
are you taking new patients?
I am taking, well, actually I can't say I am right now. So I'm moving into a new role at Heartland as well, where...
Is this breaking news?
I guess it's breaking I don't know. I don't know if it's like, I don't know how much publicity we get. But Dr. Greg Stoner, who's served the community for 40 years as a family physician and who has led Heartland for the last 17 years, is retiring in June. And he encouraged me to take his position. So my role, I'll still be seeing patients, but not as much as what I was doing, and I'm moving into an administrative role with new responsibilities as well.
But you'll still be continuing your work with the grant?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, Nicole, I need to ask you this. You know, since I told you I was a community health worker, so what other community projects have you been involved in, you know, to engage the community in taking advantage of resources that are available?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're doing right now, a big focus for the summer is back to school physicals. We're already ready and starting to look at that. And so we're providing the kids in the community with their school physicals at our pretty much all of our locations, with the exception of our Olt location out in Pekin. We are doing that at our after-hours clinic as well at Knoxville from 4:30 to 8 p.m. Every evening except for Friday, and then Saturday mornings from 9 to 12. So we have that option as well for your kids to get their school physicals. We are going to be hosting a back-to-school bash on July 22nd over at our garden location. And that will be a really fun time. We have some backpack giveaways sponsored by Molina Healthcare, which will be fantastic. We're going to be able to provide school supplies and backpacks to the kids in the community. We also focus highly on hypertension training and education. We focus on diabetes education, cervical health, and breast health as well. So we've been doing a lot of work. We actually partnered with Tazewell County Health Department earlier this year to host our first cervical screening day for any woman who needs to be seen for their cervical screening. And we're taking care of that even if you were uninsured. And so we do a lot of that. And we're also in the midst of helping out our community with Medicaid renewals right now. That is a big deal that's happening this year for anybody who has Medicaid health benefits. The state is looking for everybody to renew to make sure that they don't have a lapse in their health care benefits. And so we are helping out with that. So if you have questions, you can give us a call at 680-7632, and our community health workers will help you with your Medicaid renewal to make sure that you don't lose any health benefits.
Well, I'm glad I asked, because you're just involved in a plethora of activities regarding our local health.
Yes, we are. We're kind of involved in everything.
Now, do you coordinate with Tazewell on that too? Or do you guys do the same kind of promotion at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
And then guess what? So while we were chatting, then it came back to me the question that I wanted to ask previously. And I wanted to ask what your role is in the rural community.
So in the rural community, we are available, obviously, out in all of Peoria County, all of Tazewell County, all of Woodford County. You know, we definitely are available for everybody. We even have patients as far north as Henry, Streeter, you know, Winona. We have patients from everywhere. So even if you don't live within the urban Peoria area, you know, or even out within the Pekin area, we would love to see you at Heartland Health Services. We reach out there. We have really great resources. As I mentioned before, we also provide transportation. If you don't have transportation, we can help you out with that as well. And we'll partner with your Medicaid MCO to get you transportation also.
Now, that's a real bonus.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's difficult sometimes. Yes. So we know that that becomes a barrier to some people to be able to get to see their providers like Dr. Johnson. And so we want to make sure that we're providing that additional resource for anybody who can't get to see their provider.
And I do remember you saying something about Saturday services. So can you reiterate that, what Saturday services are available?
Yeah, so we want to meet people where they're at. Mm-hmm. And not everyone can take time off during the day to make doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. So in the spirit of that, we provide after hours clinics, currently Monday through Thursday, but we're going to be adding a Friday evening as well, and then Saturday morning for about half the day.
Now, will that be at the Knoxville location?
At the Knoxville location, that is correct.
Now, are you having also after hours services at the Wisconsin location?
No, currently it's just centered at the Knoxville location.
Okay, but that is pretty central, so.
Correct.
And then they'll arrange for transportation on weekends too?
Yeah, we can set up with transportation for the weekends.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I mean, that's a lot of good information to know that patients can get free testing, they can get free transportation, and they're going to get excellent advice and medical care.
Absolutely.
Now, when the grant ends in July 2024, when do you anticipate having the report ready, you know, for it? The health department, and for the community?
I would love to give you an exact answer on that, but I know that we will finish up our reporting probably within August or September, and we generally keep pretty strict timelines on that for us specifically at Heartland. However, for the Peoria City County Health Department, I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know when that's going to be able to be published and to become, you know, public knowledge.
Okay. So we're going to be looking forward to that. And so maybe we'll have to have you come back to fill us in on the results. And for those listeners who might not have gotten these phone numbers before, if you want to make an appointment to get pulmonary testing at Heartland, you can call 309-680-7600. Or if you want to call Nicole Stevens directly, connect with the Community Service Health Worker, 680-7632.
Correct.
Okay. Well, are there any parting thoughts you have before we end?
Yeah, I think what I'd like to say is that, once again, this is an opportunity that's not going to be around very often to offer free pulmonary function testing. This is screening that's available to you, funded through this grant because of increased air pollution in the Peoria and surrounding areas. So if you live in Peoria or you work in Peoria, this is a great opportunity for you.
And if you have children who go to school in Peoria, you can get those athletes tested.
Yeah, 12
That'll
and older.
Boost those numbers. Cheerleaders, dancers, everybody. Everybody get tested.
Right.
And what about grandparents?
Yeah, well, everyone's an athlete, right? It's just a spectrum on how athletic you are. So, yeah, let's get the grandparents, you know, playing billiards. Let's get them out, too.
So this is an occasion where you not only will test the participants, you'll also, I mean, you test the spectators as well.
Correct, yes. It's just if you live and work in this area, you're eligible if you're over 12.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Nicole Stevens, community health worker, and Dr. Chris Johnson, family medicine and sports medicine physician, for telling us about the free testing that comes from a grant for your pulmonary system. You make an appointment, you get tested free. If you need transportation, they'll arrange for transportation. If you work during the week, you have opportunities to also do it on Saturdays. So I want our listeners to know you've been listening to How Do You Feel? The show that's dedicated to your health and wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I've been your host, Lorraine King. The show airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. It repeats at 7:30 p.m. on Sundays. And if you miss it, you can go to the WPNV podcast page. That's WPNV.org. Look for podcasts and you want to select How Do You Feel? And then you too will be updated on the latest health resources available in your community. And I want to thank you for listening and hope you join us again next week.
Now is always the right time with something positive in mind.